I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 9th. Quincy is now in the green category under the state's revised coronavirus risk assessment map. Under the new guidelines, a community would be put into the red high-risk category for contracting the virus if there's an average of 10 cases per 100,000 people, which is up from 8 cases under the previous model. In addition, a community would need a 4% positive test rate with populations of 10 to 50,000 people and a 5% positive test rate for larger communities. Quincy's positive test rate is between 1 and 2%, and the one-week daily new case average is 9.1. The two-week daily new case average is 8.9. Quincy has now had 2,000 cases of coronavirus since the pandemic began. There were 7 new cases of the virus confirmed on Friday, with 93 active cases and 137 deaths. Quincy firefighters responded to 3 fires in the past 2 days. Saturday, flames broke out at the P.V. Sullivan Supply Company warehouse on Liberty Street when a car caught fire. The building did not burn, but sustained smoke and water damage. At the same time, fire broke out at the home at 7 Belmont Street in Montclair, damaging the roof and walls. There were no injuries in either fire. And early today, firefighters doused a trash fire on Taffrail Road in Germantown. The Quincy City Council will consider a proposal to create a new Department of Social Justice and Equity. At-large councilors Nina Lang and Noel DeBona and Ward 4 councilor Brian Palmucci are calling on the mayor to create that new department and appoint a full-time director to ensure equity in hiring and city contract awards. The mayor has said he will seriously consider that proposal. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 9th.